Singer Lhasa Desela has spent her entire life roaming and following her muse. Her parents' wanderlust meant she lived between Mexico and the Catskills as a child, traveling on buses, living in trailer parks. She's of Mexican and American heritage, lives in Montreal, and sings in three languages. Her first CD came out 7 years ago when she was only 23. Her new CD is called The Living Road, and she begins with the ports of France. Toulon, for example, a military port where she spent a New Year's Eve at the Millennium.
Llegarás mañana para el fin del mundo o el año nuevo.
And then her favorite city, Marseille. The French port infused with Arab, African, Spanish, and other influences.
Arriving at the train station in Marseille, you arrive at the top of this big hill and you look down the staircase with lions on either side, and the whole city is down below you, and there's this huge cathedral up on a mountain that's called La Bonne Mère, which is the Good Mother, and it's Marseille is very into the cult of the Virgin Mary. And then you walk down that staircase and down onto the street, and it's like being in North Africa. There are these little cafes that are filled with Arab men from Morocco and Algeria and Tunisia, and it feels like a kind of untamed city in the middle of Europe, which has become kind of tamed to me. And Marseille is a very untamed city.
Which of these songs is most evocative of Marseille?
The one that I wrote really thinking about Marseille was called J'arrive à la ville, because it's kind of a story about my great-grandfather in 1892, and he stowed away on a ship from Lebanon and went to Marseille, and he arrived there when he was 11 years old and never went back to Lebanon. And more than 100 years later, I found myself in Marseille, and I found out when I got there that he had been there. And I wrote a song just about all of the millions of people who've come to Marseille over the years and just kind of poured their lives into the city.
The song name means I come to the city.
Yeah.
Moi aussi. Moi aussi. J'arrive.
You know, there's a line here. I too come to this city, to the south of the north, to the north of the south, and that would certainly refer to Marseille, since it is between worlds. But also, you write, I have a pass, but I don't use it.
Yeah.
That certainly isn't true of yourself.
Well, it was at the time, actually, because I was kind of running away from being a singer and getting lost in this big city.
Between her two CDs, Desela fulfilled another dream, joining her sisters in their traveling French circus.
Well, it was a very theatrical circus, so there were elements of theater and dance and all kinds of rhythm, and I sang, and also being backstage and pulling on ropes and doing things like that, and putting up and taking down the circus tent.
More Cirque du Soleil, if people've seen that, than Ringling Brothers.
Yeah, but much smaller.
What do your sisters do?
One of them is a clown, in the style much more of Charlie Chaplin than, say, Bozo the Clown, because people always imagine that when you say clown. But one of my sisters is a contortionist, an acrobat, and one of them is a tight wire walker.
The conversation must never get boring in your family.
Never. That's not... Boredom is not one of the major problems of my family.
Fantasy and magic and fairy tale meant a lot to you in your last CD. Are those still things that you spend a lot of time thinking about?
Yeah, more and more, actually.
How so?
I find that a lot of modern stories feel they traumatize me, whereas I find that old stories and fairy tales and adventure stories, although they can be very violent and scary, they don't traumatize me the way that modern stories do. There's something very beautiful and right about the way that they function. And so I read a lot of them, and I love them. I never get tired of them.
I was looking at the cover art on the CD, The Living Road. It reminds me somehow of a tarot card, but it's not. Mm. Can you explain it a little bit? We're looking at a woman, looking into the distance. Mm. There's some kind of icon that she's looking at that I don't realize, and she's in front of a very, very large tiger.
It's a collage that I made out of illustrations from old books, and the woman is wearing a dress that's made out of wood. She's holding a wooden stick, and she's kind of trying to touch at this magic lantern that's hanging in the air in front of her, and both she and the big, huge cat are staring at this thing that's floating in the air and wondering what it is.
There are many collages, then, that are really evocative. There's a woman, a figure, very hooded figure, draped in what we might now think of as, you know, a traditional Middle Eastern-style dress, although a very old one, standing in front of an enormous whale. Mm. And then there are all these kind of fantasy figures, a man running in front of a beautiful multi-chambered bridge, the border.
And being chased by a mysterious flying object that's coming after him.
This song, The Border, let's listen to this song.
Hoy vuelvo a la frontera, otra vez he de atravesar. Es el viento que me manda, que me empuja a la frontera y que borra el camino que detrás desaparece.
You've said that you love magic and old fairy tales. Were there some that you were reading or thinking about as you put together the lyrics for this album?
Yeah, actually, especially in one song, which is called Soon This Space Will Be Too Small, which used a lot of fairy tale imagery. When I was growing up, we had these books called the Red Fairy Tale Book, the Grey Fairy Tale Book, the Green Fairy Tale Book, and they were anthologies of fairy tales from all over the world with beautiful Victorian illustrations, and that was part of the inspiration for the illustrations for the album too. And I was just reading one after the other, and all of these images of being thrown into a cauldron and transforming, or magic boats, or this is the kind of heroic voyage that's repeated over and over and over again in all of these stories. I was thinking about that when I wrote that song.
Soon this space will be too small, and I'll go outside to the huge hillside where the wild winds blow.
Lasa de Sela, thank you so much for speaking with us, and we wish you much luck on this new CD.
Thank you so much.
Lasa, her latest album is called The Living Road.
I'll put my foot on the living road and be carried from here to the heart of the world. I'll be strong as a ship and wise as a whale, and I'll say the three words.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News.